Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebefe hanging with you guys this Monday after a holiday weekend. Hope everyone had a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Coming up in 40 minutes, our guy Nick Kostos will give us his thoughts on what we saw last night in the Steelers' loss to the Buffalo Bills, as well as all the other results from the NFL weekend that was. Coming up in 20 minutes, I'll get into the college football weekend that was. That's still spilling into Monday because it's all about Lane Kiffin. That's what it's all about. I got takes about Lane Kiffin, who just took the job to LSU yesterday. As that ordeal is now done, Marty Smith, I believe, is now back at home. As we're all good to go. Lane Kiffin's now in Baton Rouge, and Ole Miss can continue forward with their CFP hopes, which might not be a lock based on a couple of scenarios that could potentially play out. But we'll get into that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? How was your Thanksgiving? And I'm sure it was great watching the Chicago Bears win on Black Friday as our teams here on YBYB flexing their muscles as we head into the month of December.
Yeah, how about that one? I've had a hard time, even someone following this team, trying to figure out exactly how good this Chicago Bears team is. And I didn't think they were going to beat the Eagles, Femi, but if they play like that, they're going to be able to at least be in the game against anybody. They absolutely control the line of scrimmage. That was fun to watch for a Bears fan.
Yeah, running the ball. I mean, for a Cowboys fan, it was fun to watch. Just seeing the Eagles get mollywopped on their own home field. Fan bases booing. Santa's leaving early. It was a great Thanksgiving weekend. Seeing our teams on You Better You Bet absolutely thrive was what we wanted to see. Even Mike Brown's Jets got a dub. How about that? Even they got a win.
That's so when you know it's good a good here. Week.
Yeah, Addie Saints didn't win, but they covered. All right, so that's what mattered. Okay,
I think Addie was more focused on that Texas A&M game.
Yes, that's based on what our chat is reading. Like, yeah, that Friday night was more important than what we saw yesterday afternoon down there on South Beach. But New Orleans did cover, which I did bet, which was great to see that happen. But let's waste no more time. Let's get to the top stories that we have on this Monday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know?
Well, Femi, we're talking about the YBYB teams that won over the weekend. We're going to start with your Dallas Cowboys. The prime matchup on Thanksgiving, Cowboys take down the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. Chiefs did have a 21-20 lead, but it was Dak Prescott and the Cowboys that took control in the fourth quarter to win this one. Cowboys keep their playoff hopes alive at 6-5-1. Chiefs fall to 6-6. Femi, Chiefs, they might be there now. They might need to win out if they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kansas City, we're in playoff mode. And we'll get to them here because like that is the biggest takeaway from what we saw this past weekend. But for me as a Cowboys fan, Thanksgiving afternoon, I mean, I'm yelling the Dak Prescott cadence in my living room. Hey, yeah, here we go. I'm yelling that in the living room. Like, here we go, Dallas Cowboys. I did not think that this was remotely close to being possible. A month ago, you could have said, hey, Femi, how do you think the Cowboys season's going to end? I don't know, like probably like 6-9-1 or 6-10-1, and they're picking in the top 15, something like that. But here are the Dallas Cowboys sitting here in the thick of the playoff conversation. And when you watch them play, they're actually onto something. This offense, and the offense has been great all season. Like, that's never been the problem. Dak Prescott, he's balling, hitting George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson. Offense is moving the ball up and down the field. That's never been in question. Defensively has been the big problem. But now, even though it's a very vanilla scheme from our guy Matt Eberflus, he at least has some players. Quinnen Williams. I'm sure the New York Jets are saying, damn, what happened to that Quinnen Williams? Because we didn't see that before we traded him. Quinnen Williams has turned back into the All-Pro that we saw a couple of years ago. Like, this team looks awesome. Kenny Clark is doing what they expected. They look good on defense. And they just need this defense to be somewhat average. That's all Dallas needs. Just be average on defense, because if this offense keeps humming like this and Dak keeps playing like this, which, by the way, is probably the best he's played in his career, the Dallas Cowboys can win the NFC East. It's not crazy. They can win the NFC East. Now, this Thursday is a massive game against the Detroit Lions, and that's a big-time game given where Detroit sits in this NFC playoff picture. But if the Cowboys beat the Lions on Thursday, and you look at that betting market right now, it's not as big as you would have thought a couple of weeks ago. It's Detroit -3. The betting market is telling you this is a coin flip kind of game. If Dallas wins, they got a couple of home games, Vikings, Chargers. Those are winnable games. They end up with the New York Giants. Why can't they run the table? And if they run the table, I do believe they will win the NFC East. There's some betting applications that you can go to if Dallas were to win the division, which we'll talk about a little bit later on this week. But I think Dallas is very, very live to win the East based on how they're playing and how the rival Philadelphia Eagles are playing. Now for Kansas City. Playoffs begin on Sunday. It is a must-win game this Sunday against the Houston Texans. And it's the worst time to play Houston because Kansas City's offensive line, if you played close attention to Thursday's game, they're losing guys left and right. Josh Simmons, he left the game. They were already down Trey Smith. Juwan Taylor, he got hurt in the game. You're not missing both tackles. You're missing your all-pro guard. How are they supposed to protect Mahomes, who was great, by the way, on Thanksgiving? Like, Mahomes was awesome. He's not the reason why they lost. Like, they couldn't really get stops on defense, and offensively, they were in a little bit of a rut until it was too late. But if they can't protect Mahomes, I don't know how they're supposed to run the table, which is what they need to do. They need to run the, like, they have to go 11-6 to make the playoffs. So the Chiefs never thought that this is where we would be. Like a couple of months ago, even a couple of weeks ago, never thought that this is where we would be. But man, like, it's a really, really bad situation. And if they don't make the playoffs, it continues to open things up in this AFC where maybe there's some long shot prices we should be getting into, which I'll talk about coming up later on in this particular segment. But yeah, KC, playoffs begin on Sunday. Dallas, very live to win the division. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Femi, let's jump over to the Black Friday game because now we have the current top seed in the NFC, the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man.
They beat the Philadelphia Eagles 24-15. Caleb Williams didn't have to do much in this one because the Bears absolutely dominated the Eagles on the ground. 47 rushes as a team, 281 yards. Both DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manongai both go over 100 yards. Femi, I know we still question how good the Bears are, but like we said before, if they can control the line of scrimmage like this, they can be in there with anyone. And as for the Eagles, they are certainly a team right now searching for answers.
Oh, the Bears were bullies on Friday afternoon. They were they almost ran for 300 yards. You never see that in an NFL game. Like, those are college numbers, high school numbers, where teams just say, yeah, we're going to run the ball and just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it because it's working and you can't stop it. And that's exactly what the Bears did to the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, think about how we were talking about the Eagles after their Monday night win over the Green Bay Packers. Oh, Jalen Phillips and this defense is so unreal. The Bears just pushed them around for 3 hours. That's what the Bears did. And the Bears offensive line is good. And obviously they have an awesome play caller in the head coach, Ben Johnson. But I don't think anybody expected that. Like, and the fact that Ben Johnson, and I was telling the guys this earlier before the show started, like, Ben Johnson did what most teams don't do against the Philadelphia Eagles. Because Vic Fangio, the way he plays defense, he invites teams to run the football. He said, hey, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to be in cloud coverage. I want to prevent the big play because somewhere along the way, I believe you're going to make a mistake. That's how Vic Fangio deploys his defense. Ben Johnson said, you know what? We're just going to be patient. We're not going to force anything. We're going to have Caleb just turn around, hand the ball off to Kyle Manongai, hand it off to DeAndre Swift, and we will take these 7-8 yards a pop. And they stuck with it. And the Eagles never adjusted, and that was the ball game. That was an absolute beatdown that the Chicago Bears gave the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, on the other side, I mean, this is what I've been saying about Philadelphia all season. I swear, I'm not just like some hater or anything. Yeah, clearly I don't like the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm a Cowboys fan, of course. But like, I'm trying to win money. And if the Eagles were awesome, I'd tell you they were awesome. But this is what I've been saying with the Eagles all season long. Oh, they won, but I don't know. It doesn't look that great. You guys see it now? You see it now after they blew the game against Dallas and what they did against the Bears on Friday? You see what I've been saying about the Philadelphia Eagles? They have a saboteur as an offensive coordinator. You will not convince me otherwise. I don't know what the hell plays they're running with Kevin Mitchell. It's so predictable. They're in shotgun the entire time. Nothing is ever under center. It reeks of stale. And unless they make a change at play caller, and I said this earlier this season, unless the Eagles make a change, they will not be going back to the Super Bowl. They will not be repeating as Super Bowl champions. It's just not happening. Like, Jalen Hurts looks as bad as he's ever looked in the NFL. The offense, no passing game whatsoever. Saquon Barkley has no running lanes. And the O-line is banged up. Lane Johnson's going to come back. And when Lane Johnson comes back, I'm sure they'll look much better on offense. But even with Lane Johnson, the offense still stunk out loud. So you tell me, how are they going to fix things when the message after the game is, we're not making any changes at play caller? Are we watching the same games? I'm sorry. Like, this guy cannot continue to call the plays. And why I'm going so hard at Petullo is that he's literally the only difference in the offense from last year. Like, Kellen Moore was the OC last year, and you guys know how I feel about Kellen Moore, but still, he was good enough to at least make sure that worked to where they won the Super Bowl. The same players are there. The only difference is the OC. And now Petullo is coordinating this team out of the playoffs, potentially. Like, this is DEFCON 1 for Philadelphia, and if they don't recognize it, I think it's going to give us more opportunities to just keep betting against this team because this offense is going nowhere quick, fast, and in a hurry. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, it was a hell of an appetizer on Thanksgiving, an NFC North battle with serious playoff implications, and it was the Green Bay Packers that won in Detroit over the Lions 31-24. Love tosses 4 touchdown passes for the Pack. Amon-Ra St. Brown injured, will miss some time. Packers improved to 8-3-1. Lions fall to 7-5, and they've got some work to do now. They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, Lions have some serious work to do starting Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. But this game Thursday, I mean, this is why I can't quit the Packers. You know, the Packers are like a drug for me. It's like, I like the Packers, and they have that performance where they mess around. I'm like, okay, like, I shouldn't trust this team. And then they do what they did on Thanksgiving. Like, Jordan Love was awesome. He's re-entered the MVP conversation. Micah Parsons is a closer. 2.5 more sacks against the Detroit Lions. He was wreaking havoc. If they could just get healthy and get guys like Jaden Reed back, like, I think this offense can really take off to where they have enough balance and enough high-end talent to where this team could actually represent the NFC. They could also lose Wild Card Weekend, but that's the kind of wide range that we have here with the Green Bay Packers. As for Detroit, it just feels like it's not their year. Like, that's kind of what it feels like. It's like anytime you want to believe, a key guy gets injured. And now it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, who never gets hurt, by the way. And now he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Their playoff lives are on life support. And we all thought over the weekend, oh man, they got Frank Ragnow coming back. Oh no, actually he failed his physical. Grade 3 hamstring strain. He's not going to be coming back this season. Like, nothing has gone right for the Detroit Lions this season. The fact that they're still in contention says a lot about what they've built there. But man, I do not like this for the Detroit Lions at all. And come Thursday, I'm still kind of going back and forth on how I feel that game going. But man, the 7-5 Lions feel a hell of a lot different than the 6-5-1 Dallas Cowboys. I'll just put it that way. Bill, hit me with the next one here as we continue on with our NFL recap.
All right, Femi, let's talk about the Thursday nightcap on Thanksgiving. Joe Burrow returns for the Bengals, and they beat the Ravens in Baltimore 32-14. Burrow throws the ball 46 times, two of those for scores. Lamar continues to not look like himself since returning from this injury. And Femi, the AFC North keeps getting more and more interesting, with maybe now the Cincinnati Bengals throwing their hat in the ring for the division title.
Oh, yeah, they've entered the chat. The Bengals are here. Joe Burrow is back, man. And I must raise my hand because I said, Joe, you know what? Just relax. Take it easy with the rehab. Come back in 2026. Instead, Joe said, I'm looking at the standings. We still have a chance. And Joe Burrow was right. I was wrong. The Bengals can win the AFC North. And over the weekend, I bet the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North at 12-1. You can still find some 10-1 out there right now. I think it's worth a bet. Like, this team, why can't they run the table? Why can't they be right there with the Steelers, who look dreadful, the Ravens, who look dreadful? Damn it, if the Bengals win the division, why can't they win the AFC? It sounds nuts to think about it out loud, but like, in this wide open AFC, if Mahomes is not in the playoffs, which quarterback do you want in a playoff game? It's Joe Burrow, right? If you're being honest, it's Joe Burrow. You want him over Josh Allen. You want him over Bo Nix, over Drake May, over Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, whoever the hell makes it from the AFC South. Joe Burrow's the guy that you would want in a playoff game. I bet Bengals 80-1 to win the AFC. I don't think it's going to win, but I do think they have a path to get to the postseason. And damn it, 80-1, chip chair and a chance. In a wide open AFC, why not Houdet? I've completely reversed course with this team. Yes, their defense sucks. Everyone has something that sucks in this AFC. That's kind of how things stack up right now. As for the Ravens, clearly Lamar Jackson is hurt because, like, he's not this bad. Like, something is wrong with Lamar Jackson desperately. And the turnovers by the Baltimore Ravens were absolutely laughable Thanksgiving night. I mean, fumbling the ball going into the end zone, the touchback. Like, it's just like, what are the Ravens doing? That's another team, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, we talk about, that needs like a breath of fresh air, a new message. I think after the way this 2025 ends, I think there's going to be a new message in Baltimore. I think this is it for John Harbaugh. He's not going to be coaching the Baltimore Ravens in 2026. How could he, based on how this team has looked since Lamar Jackson has returned? All right, on the other side, we'll get to some other big news in the NFL, as well as the biggest news from college football, Lane Kiffin going to LSU.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.